From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, July 12th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what to expect from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next week. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Macon County is the latest Illinois county to detect the presence of West Nile virus. IPM's Anuliko Chuba has more.
The Macon Mosquito Abatement District tested 168 samples and had one positive result. Emily O'Connell is a director of health promotion for the county health department. Despite the current risk being low, she says it's still important to exercise caution.
The Macon Mosquito Abatement District is only testing those mosquitoes within the district, so that's not going to include all of Macon County, and not all mosquitoes are being tested. So we don't know if it's only just one mosquito.
Champaign, Douglas, and Morgan counties have also had positive West Nile virus results. To reduce the risk, O'Connell recommends draining standing water and wearing long sleeves and pants when going outside at dawn and dusk. I'm Anuliko Chuba, IPM News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker continues to back President Joe Biden's candidacy. That's after a hot mic caught the Democratic governor earlier this week saying he, quote, didn't like where we are with the presidential race. In East St. Louis yesterday, Pritzker said those remarks were merely about recent polling that shows Biden trailing former President Donald Trump.
And so I don't like the fact that we're behind, and I think we can do much better, and I'm going to go campaign for him and watch him win in November.
The governor says questioning Biden's candidacy is a reasonable thing to do after the poor debate performance. To prove naysayers wrong, Pritzker says Biden should get out and campaign more. A suburban Chicago congressman is the second member of the state's Democratic congressional delegation to call for President Joe Biden to end his reelection bid. Dave McKinney has more.
Congressman Brad Schneider today called on Biden to step aside after his damaging debate performance. Last week, Democratic Congressman Mike Quigley called for Biden to relinquish the party's presidential nomination. In a statement, Schneider said, quote, "I love President Biden. I am forever grateful for his leadership and service to our nation. The time has come, however, for President Biden to heroically pass the torch to a new generation of leadership to guide us to the future he has enabled and empowered us to pursue." Schneider is the 11th House Democrat to publicly seek Biden's departure from the party's fall ticket. This is Dave McKinney.
Central Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen has signed on to a bipartisan bill aimed at curbing the flow of fentanyl across the southern U.S. border.
I have said from day one that we in Congress, we need to secure our southern border. The flow of drugs like fentanyl, it's hurting American families.
The Stop Fentanyl at the Border Act proposes giving $5.3 billion to scanning technology and hiring more Border Patrol agents. Officials predict just 5 to 10% of fentanyl smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border is interrupted using current methods. Still to come, we'll learn more about what to expect from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next week. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show are Friday news roundups, including a former Republican state senator sentenced to federal prison for corruption. We'll also talk politics with our Washington reporter, Linda Kenyon. And finally, we'll talk with the creator of a musical about Western Illinois and its people. It's called Forgottonia. I'm Brian Mackey, and that's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois Republicans are preparing to head to Milwaukee for next week's Republican National Convention, where they'll nominate Donald Trump to be the party's official nominee for president. The state party now appears to be in lockstep with their presidential pick, even though Trump has twice lost Illinois. And intense infighting recently cost the Illinois GOP's leader his job. As Alex Degman reports, the next week will likely feature some tough decisions on where the Illinois Republican Party hopes to go.
Trump delegate Kent Gray has more than 200 presidential Christmas cards.
That's the JFK one, the year he died. So they actually got delivered like the day before he left for Dallas.
Wow. The attorney from an upscale suburb of Springfield has been a political junkie most of his life and a name in local Republican circles for some time. He ran Trump's Illinois and Missouri campaigns in 2016 until he booked a Trump rally at UIC in Chicago that was overrun with protesters.
My name's on the contract for the UIC rally slash riot, which was pretty wild. I was up at that one.
Trump never showed up. Gray has lost several races in local, state, and national politics, but he was a John McCain delegate in 2008 and an alternate for Trump in 2016. Voters this year selected him and 50 others to be Trump delegates, and he loves it.
You know, a lot of people follow sports, a lot of people follow, you know, TV shows, a lot of people follow all kinds of different stuff. Kind of my interest is politics. And being a delegate to the national convention is a whole lot of fun because you get to see all, basically everybody shows up to speak to the entire assembled masses.
But Gray is attending the RNC at a time of turmoil for the Illinois Republican Party. Its chairman, Don Tracy, said he's resigning after the convention because his fellow Republicans would rather fight each other than Democrats. The party has been in the superminority in Springfield for years and hasn't held a statewide office since Bruce Rauner was governor. Steve Bollage thinks the Illinois GOP has been compromising away conservative values to try winning elections. He says it's not working, and the grassroots folks are tired of it.
We feel like we've been pushed to the edge of a cliff. We can't, there's nothing to compromise anymore for us. So any kind of compromise for us becomes, well, we might as well just jump off the cliff.
Bollage lists off a number of grievances, like illegal immigration and perceived special rights for the LGBTQ community. His positions on those reflect the National Republican Party's platform, but Republicans have lost ground in Illinois lately, partly because of the stark divide on issues like that. But Bollage thinks there's plenty for the party to build on, given strong agreements on kitchen table issues like public safety and high taxes.
I haven't had anybody say that they like the idea of all these illegals coming in. I haven't had anybody say that they're happy about, you know, the spending that's going on, because whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you know, J.B. Pritzker's spending money like water.
Regardless of Trump's poor performance in past Illinois elections, Bollage can't wait to nominate Trump once again.
I am super excited. You know, I might wait to see what this is all about, because I don't know. But I'm assuming that I'll meet a lot of very interesting people.
Bollage is a diehard Trump supporter, and he's also a supervisor in Homer Township in Will County. After a New York jury convicted Trump of falsifying business records, he raised an upside-down American flag in front of the township's administration headquarters last month. But he put it right side up when people got angry. Kent Gray, the Springfield area attorney, isn't making predictions about the future of the party, but he is sure about a few things next week.
We will get together and we will have a vote on making Donald Trump the presidential nominee, and whoever he picks for vice president is the vice presidential nominee. And we'll have a lot of networking and a few cold beverages and probably some fun in Milwaukee and a whole lot of hot air from politicians speaking for 4 days.
I'm Alex Degman.
Listen for reports from the RNC all next week on Morning Edition and 217 Today. Plus, the 21st show will have Republican leaders and on-the-ground reporting from Milwaukee all next week at 11 a.m. on AM 580. At night, listen to the RNC speakers on AM 580 or watch WILL-TV. You can also connect with this coverage by downloading the updated Illinois Public Media app. And finally, in your forecast, mostly sunny skies with a high near 85 degrees today. And that's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Anuliko Ochuba, Will Bauer, Dave McKinney, Lauren Warnecki, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.